Now, oh boy, I'm running out of time. Okay, I want to show you how light and the healing of your soul one more time is connected to you having a financial explosion in your life. When the Sun of Righteousness arises on your soul with healing in his light, then financial explosion will happen for you. Proof is in Isaiah 60. Listen to the scripture, and as I read it, notice the order in which things must happen for you to get to the financial increase. Ready? It says this, verse 1, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, thick darkness over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light. Kings to the brightness of your dawn. Verse 5, then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. The riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land. All from Sheba will bring gold and incense, proclaiming the praise of the Lord. All Kedar's flocks will be there gathered to you. Your gates will always be open, never be shut, so that men may bring you the wealth of the nations. Do you see the order in which the scripture talks? It says that first, the first thing that has to happen is for the light to arise upon you. The light must first arise. What does Jesus do? The Son of Righteousness arises upon you with healing in his wings and his beams of light. When the Son of Righteousness arises upon you, then you will have healing in your soul. And then the wealth of the seas will be brought to you, the riches of the nations. Your gates will never be shut, so that the wealth may be brought to you. You'll have rams and lambs and flocks and gold and incense. The order. Scripture is always in perfect order for a reason. Hallelujah. The light has to come first. You must be healed in your soul in the light. Okay. Boy, I got lots more to say about that. Okay, but I want to get to how to do it. Okay, you want to know how to do it, right? Okay. This is something you could practice at home. I suggest to every single person here that you take 5 months to practice this. And if you take 5 months to practice this every day, as much as you can, your life will be dramatically and completely changed. Not only in your finances, but in every area of your life. Okay, first and foremost, as you start to step into a time of receiving the light of Jesus on your soul, you need to have a focused repentance. Remember what it says, if your eye causes you to sin, causes you to stumble and sin, pluck it out. Then it says that the worm represents the wounds put on a man by his own sins. How did the wound get there in the first place? Sin. Sin created the gouge in your soul. So as you start the soaking of receiving the light of Jesus, the first thing you do is you must spend time repenting. Don't just start repenting haphazardly. Let the Lord begin to give you revelation about the first wound he's going to deal with in your soul. And then if there's anything there that you need to repent of, repent. Or if there's anyone there that might have hurt you or injured you that you need to forgive, forgive. Because we first got to get rid of that worm. The sin that created the wound. Okay, I'm moving quickly. Number 2. Then we begin to soak our soul in the light of Jesus. How do you do that? Remember today, this morning, we talk about keeping our focus as we're worshiping God. It's the same thing. We begin to keep our focus, our mind focused on either an image of a light that we might see, Jesus on the cross all lit up, or keep our mind focused and just repeating scriptures in our mind, or just saying, I receive the light of my soul, the light of my soul. Jesus arises with healing in his wings and his beams. Beams of light on my wounded soul. Beams going on that wound. If you'll spend 15 minutes before you go to bed soaking in the light, it will begin to dramatically change your life. Okay, where is in scripture that we should keep this focused attention on the light? Remember in Numbers 21, it says that the Israelites, quote, had journeyed from Mount Oreb by way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And listen to this, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. What had happened? Their soul was all getting tired. They had gotten wounded from different experiences that they had gone through in their desert crossing. And now the wounds in their soul was causing them to be much discouraged. And it says this, and the people out of the wounds in their soul, they began to sin. Just like the scripture said, and they spoke against God and against Moses. And said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? There's no bread or water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. They were complaining out of the woundedness of their soul. It was causing them to sin anymore. And what happened? God sent fiery snakes to bite them. And the first thing that they realized that they did was like, wow, we sinned. We need to repent. I remember what we said. First thing you do is repent, right? They went to Moses and said, we repent and now pray for us. And then God instructed Moses to put a bronze snake up on a pole and that they were supposed to stare at it. Remember? Remember that story? The Amplified Bible said that Moses instructed them to stare at that snake, quote, attentively, expectantly, and with a steady and absorbing gaze, and they would live. Okay? That's what you have to do. That snake represents Jesus Christ. Remember what he said in John 3? Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up so everyone may believe in him and have eternal life. Okay, that snake represented Jesus. And they had to do this. They had venom running through their veins. They were just about to die because they got bit by a snake. But they were called to put their faith on something that looked ridiculous and stare at this snake on a pole, okay? And every time they got distracted, oh, I wonder if I'm going to die. Is everybody else doing this? Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to stare at it expectantly, attentively, steady, with an absorbing gaze. It's about keeping your mind focused on the light, just what we talked about this morning. And it says that when they did that, they lived. And remember what got them there in the first place? They were speaking out of their soul. They were sinning out of their soul. Their soul needed healing. Amen? But then when they stared at that snake expectantly, attentively, steady, steady, steady. I'm getting distracted. Oh, I'm back. Steady, steady. Did you just step on my foot? Oh, I'm back. Steady, absorbing gaze, and I'm living. That's how you stare at the light. You keep your mind on the light. Every time your mind drifts away, you bring it back to the light. You apply the light to the soul. I sometimes just go light, 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 light. But I keep my focus on the light. And I do that for like 15 minutes at night. And you know what happens? This is what happens. This is so cool. The scripture says, and I think it's 3 John 1. No, 1 John. 1 John 1. Oh, look it up. It says, in his light we see light. So as you spend 15 minutes before you go beddy-bye at night, soaking in the light, what will happen is God will begin to speak to you in your dreams. He'll begin to give you a dream to show you what is the first wound in your soul that needs to be soaked in the light. Maybe you'll dream about the time when somebody abandoned you. Or you'll dream about the man you used to be with and the soul tie you have with him. Or you'll dream about somebody saying something so painful to you, or a friend of yours or a relative or a loved one dying. And God is saying to you, that is the wound that's in your soul that I'm going to deal with first. And then you get up and you do the same thing. You say, now I got my target. I know my first wound that's in my soul. God showed me. Because in his light, I received light. I received revelation and understanding. And now I got 5 minutes. Whoa. And now I can get that target healed in the light. And then you soak it again for another 15 minutes. Amen? Okay. What else? I got like 4 minutes left. I wanted to talk about soul ties. You'll have to come back for the December conference. Okay, and here's the last thing I'm going to tell you. Listen to me. Sometimes you'll be shown some things in your dreams that might upset you. God's going to really tamper it. I got 6 minutes. I got how many? I can go for 10. Good. Okay. Sometimes God's going to definitely protect you. In the middle of the night, I was with Patricia King in Vegas. And I woke up in the middle of the night. And God told me that I had been molested as a child. I have no memory of it. He even told me who did it. I don't remember that, but I remember being very afraid of that man and not wanting to be in the same room with him. Obviously, I blocked it out because it was so horrible I couldn't take it if I had remembered. God might tell you stuff that you'll go, whoa. But even in there, he's going to shelter you from it. He's not going to show you all the gory details. He's just going to bring a flash of understanding. This is the wound that's in your soul, and I'm going to heal it now. Here's the challenge for you. Don't focus on the wound. Don't focus on the wound. If you go, oh my God, I got molested. I didn't even know it. That person, I hate him now. Oh God, that's terrible. Jesus, I didn't know I was molested. If you do that, it does not heal the wound. It makes the wound go deeper. This is the challenge. This is a really hard challenge for you, okay? I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm being so serious because I know how it feels when a wound like that comes up. You have to go like this and say, I'm going to shift my attention away from the wound to the light. okay? I'm not making fun of anybody, but I'm telling you that this is super important. Check it out. The example of the Israelites when they got bit by the snake. What could they have done? They got bit by the snake. Poisonous venom is running up their legs. They are about to die. That's what you're going to feel like sometimes when you get a revelation of a wound. I got venom running up my legs and I'm about to die. Okay? But they had to do this. Instead of going, oh my God, I'm going to die. I got this venom in my... Oh God, I'm dying. I feel it. Oh God, it's too painful. They can't do that. They couldn't do that. They had to go, okay, I can't do that. I got to shift my attention away from the venom running up my leg onto the snake. Okay, I'm looking at the snake. I'm looking at it attentively, expectantly, absorbently. Oh, man. Boy, it hurts. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Shift my attention. Back to the light. Back to the light. Expectantly, absorbently. Steady gaze. No, it's hurting. I might be dying, but I'm not looking at it. I'm looking at the light. Okay, here I am. I'm looking at the light. Okay, expectantly. Okay, absorbently. Okay, I'm feeling better now. Whoa, okay. I'm feeling really better now. Absorbently, expectantly, right at the light. Here I am. Yeah, I'm getting the healing. That's what you're going to have to do. Switch your focus from the pain to the light. Okay? Just like they did, okay? That's what you'll have to do. Okay, this is the last thing. Soak each wound until you get the confirmation that the wound is healed. Because that eliminates confusion, and you don't go, I wonder if that's done or not. So what do I mean by that? God's going to tell you. He loves you so much, he wants you to know when there's a wound being healed inside. That's how much he loves you. And it causes you to be like having, whoa, faith and excitement and joy and being able to want to go further in this light thing. Because, man, I just got healed of something that's been afflicting me for 25 years, and it got healed in 2 days. Ha! Okay? And he'll tell you. How will he tell you? Get quiet and ask him for scripture. When I got molested, and when I found out I got molested, I began to soak it in the light. You know what I did? I soaked 15 minutes, and I soaked in the daytime. And finally, on like my third day, I go, I wonder if I'm healed of that. I said, Jesus, am I healed of that wound? And I got quiet, and I wanted him to put a scripture in my mind, and he did. He said, Matthew 4:16. I didn't know what it was, so I went to it, and it said, the people who sat, dwelt in deep darkness have seen a great light, and the light has risen upon them. Do you think I got the healing? Do you see how God works like that? And it's like, whoa, that is over in my life. It'll never affect me again. I've been totally healed. Okay? And he'll do other things. Like sometimes I'll see lightning bolts. I'll see lightning strike and I'll know, wow, I got healed. Why the lightning strike? I asked God one day, I said, why do I see lightning strikes when I get the healing? He goes, because I've got to cauterize the wound. Yeah. Sometimes I'll just see like light waves coming towards me and hitting me. Sometimes I'll see a light wave coming like this, but it'll still be kind of far away. So I'll know it hasn't reached me yet. So I know I need to soak in the light some more. Do you see what I'm saying? You'll start learning. You'll start understanding how to soak in the light and receive confirmations. God will show you in a dream when you get it. He'll show you in the natural. Bernadette was dealing with a soul wound, and the Lord said, I forget what he said, but she had a filing cabinet with a missing handle. And he says, that's what's happening with your soul wound. He says, you don't have a handle on it yet. There's a missing handle. What does the filing cabinet do? It holds records. They go back in the past. Right? So it represents the soul man, right? So she said, you don't have a handle on it yet. Well, he says, I'll show you when. So she kept on soaking it. How much? 5 more minutes? Okay. And then she came over to my house one day. I said, hey, look, I got a filing cabinet I want to give you. She goes, yeah? I go, yeah. And I took her. I said, you want it? It was the exact same one she had, but it had a handle on it. Yay. Do you think that was a confirmation she got a healing of that in her soul? Amen. Okay, last thing, I'll make this super fast. Watch out for soul ties. If you've been with somebody else in your life, a boyfriend, a wife, an ex-wife, an ex-husband, a girlfriend, or somebody you just had an unhealthy soul tie with, it could be affecting your life and your money. Okay, and I'll say a fast story that happened to me. Okay, I'm on tour. I'm going state to state, releasing the thousandfold blessing, right, that we released to you today, right? And in the middle of this, the Lord gives me a dream about my father. My father, my biological father in the natural, is a white-collar criminal. Imagine that. Okay, he's a high-level criminal, one of those guys that like forms large corporations and uses them as fronts to like fraud people of their money. Okay, and he used to go from state to state doing this kind of stuff. Well, I have a dream about him one night, and he's doing his thing. He's going state to state, defrauding people of their money. And I'm in his Cadillac with him, but he's driving. And we're down in the basement of this building. When I woke up, I knew exactly what God was telling me. He was showing me, you have a wound in your, you have a soul tie in you from your father. You're carrying some of the same junk in your father, and it's attached to finances. See, I was in his car in a basement. The basement lots of times will represent your soul, saying, I'm in his car. I have his issue that he's carrying around in his soul in the basement of my soul. And he said, if you want to have total dominion,